when I try to think about the past, to put my memories together, there is something strange. My memories of the period before May 68 are in black and white. My memories of the period after May 68 are in colors.
Dominique Vidal is now a journalist and historian. He turned 18 in May 68 when he was a student at the Sorbonne and a member of the Union of Communist Students.
My first event in May 68 was in April because I was elected as coordinator of the Communist Students of the region of Paris. And I was afraid, so young, to have such an important responsibility. And the general secretary of the Union des Etudiants Communistes told me, don't worry, during the third trimester, the students are busy with their exams. So it seems the prediction was not totally right. There was other points of busyness for the students. At the beginning, I was understanding nothing. And I was not the only one to be a little bit lost with this very spontaneous movement, because it was like a cocotte minute.
A pressure cooker.
Yeah, and it's so closed that someday it explodes. Exactly what happened. All the bitterness, all the frustrations of all kinds, all the problems of the students suddenly exploded, and it was May 68.
Like many universities, the Sorbonne was shut down. The students and professors occupied classrooms and courtyards and then thronged into the street on huge demonstrations. But the daily confrontations with the police led to many arrests.
The big problem was that very, very quickly, the movement was confronted to a very harsh police repression. And it changed the spirit of the movement, because instead of developing proposals, ideas of reform, ideas of new type of exams, a new type of management of the university, etc., etc., we were in the revendication of freedom for our comrades which are in prison, confrontation with the police, sometime really harsh confrontation. Well, it was no more a movement with positivity. It became a movement with a lot of negativity.
The most memorable and most violent night was the so-called Night of the Barricades on May the 10th, when students dug up paving stones in the Latin Quarter, set fire to cars and confronted the police. Hundreds of students were arrested, hundreds more were hospitalised, as were some police officers. The violence was so extreme it mobilized striking workers to join the students in what would become the biggest general strike in French history.
It was so awful what the people have seen during the night that all the trade unions united for the first time since years and years and organized on the 13th a huge demonstration, one of the hugest demonstrations of the story of Paris. It changed the whole landscape because the movement of the students united with difficulties, but united with the movement of the workers, and the strike of the students became a general strike with 11 to 12 million workers in strike. So a real general strike.
So did you believe at that moment that it was a revolution, that things, France was just going to change irredeemably? Did you believe in that?
I have to be honest. I never believed it. And for a very specific reason. Even if you have violent revolution, like you had in the Soviet Russia, for example. I mean November, not February, November. You need a political force or political forces able to be the incarnation of this movement and to give an alternative to the power in place, the Gaullist power at that time. And there was no alternative at that time, because there was no unity between the Communist Party, the Socialist Party. All these parties were very split, and no one person was able to say, I am the alternative, this is my program, I have such and such and such parties with me. So De Gaulle was always the master of the game.
Dominique, 50 years on, what do you think that May 68 actually fundamentally achieved or changed?
There is a fashion with a lot of intellectuals to say, well, 68 was nothing, more or less. I don't believe it. I think with 50 years after, it's clear that May 68 was a turning point on two special levels. The first level is the conscience of the workers that they are an important force. If you look at France of the 60s, there was a difficulty of the trade unions, the left parties, to develop themselves. De Gaulle was a very huge personality. Suddenly, with the general strike, the French workers saw they have power, and they can use this power to gain important things. Because don't forget, there was an increase of 30% of the minimum salary.
Wage.
There was a general increase of all salaries. There was, for the first time, the right for the trade unions to have sections in the offices, in the all type of offices.
Yeah, in factories.
So it's not nothing. I mean, for the poor people in France, for the working people in France, it was really important. And this conscience helped in the 70s and 80s to have a much bigger and much stronger workers' movement. The second level is totally different. The French society changed radically after May 68. The way for the women to increase their space in the society, the feminist movement as such began with 68. The gay movement was created in 68 by Guy Hockenheim, a young militant who was the, let us say, the father of all these movements we know now. The relation of the people with their sexuality changed totally, even during May 68. It was very important for young people of my age during 68 to discover this. It was new. I was 17, 18, and I was not the only one to discover a sort of free sexuality. Well, you can think whatever you want about it, but it changed the way the people think about it.
I remember 10 years ago, there was a lot of talk about May 68 for the 40th anniversary. And I remember even a very posh shop like Fauchon was selling tea with the perfume of revolution about it. There was a kind of, oh, let's all have a bit of this. This time round, there is a slight sort of unease about how we talk about this period. Now we have a government with a president who wasn't even born in 1968. How do you think the current government is sort of dealing with this question of how we remember it?
I would not speak about the government and also not about Emmanuel Macron. I think there is a general climate, political climate in France, which is very reactionary. And people agreeing with this climate, and they are numerous, it's not a little minority, they don't like 68, and they don't like to commemorate, and they don't like to teach to young people what was May 68. You don't know, perhaps it could give them some good ideas or bad ideas.
Well, yeah, depending on where you come from.
Exactly. So it's true. There was commemoration in 78, in 88, in 98, in 2008. Not now. Now there are three little exhibitions in Paris. They are interesting, but they are not something huge. There is no special event on TV. And even the actors of 68...
The people who were involved in the movement.
Yes, they have a problem with it.
People like Daniel Cohn-Bendit, who was, of course, one of the leaders of the movement in Nanterre, this very modern university in the north of Paris, has now kind of said, oh, let's turn the page.
Yes, but for a good reason. He was a revolutionary, he was a leftist, and now he's a Macronist. So it's not easy to talk about 68 when you had this long way from revolutionary to Macronist. And it is the same for a lot of people who were involved and are no more involved. And I will tell you something strange. Even the Communist Party has a difficulty to think about 68, because it was one of the very great failures of its history.
Dominique Vidal, do you think we should be talking about May 68 now, 50 years on, and if so, why?
I think we have to talk about 68 like we have to talk about all important moments of our history. The war, the resistance, the liberation, the struggle against the Algerian war. And May 68 is also, I said it, a turning point. So you have to talk about it and you have to teach the young people what it was. After that, they will decide if they want to throw the lessons or not, and which lessons. But it's important to give them at least the opportunity to know what happened, which were the projects, which were the ideals of this movement. And I think it could be very useful today, because we have a big lack, in France at least, I guess also in other countries in Europe, a lack of alternative, a lack of alternative ideas, a lack of ideals. And since we don't find sort of alternative thought, alternative talk, nothing will move, really, because the people don't move when they don't think something is possible to change.
Dominique Vidal, thank you.
With pleasure.